The funerals of 17-year-old Kia McCann and 16-year-old Dilawa Mohammed are taking place in County Monaghan and Dublin this lunchtime. Friends and classmates of the girls will provide a guard of honour at the funeral services in both counties. The teenagers were killed in a road crash outside Clonus in County Monaghan on Monday evening. They'd been travelling to a Debs ball at the time of the crash. A hearse carrying Dilawa's remains left Clonus this morning and has arrived at Clonsky Mosque in Dublin. A prayer service will get underway shortly before 2 o'clock. A funeral procession will leave Kia McCann's home in Clonus at 1:30 and travel to the Sacred Heart Church in the town, where her funeral mass will take place around 2 o'clock. Speaking a short time ago in Cork, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar extended sympathies to the families and everyone affected by this terrible tragedy.
Speaking as Taoiseach, on behalf of the nation, I really want to extend my condolences and sympathies to the McCann family, the Mohammed family, the entire community in Clonus, really everyone has been affected by this terrible tragedy. The Debs is one of those special occasions in our lives, a rite of passage that marks the transition from being a school child to being a young adult, and is a time filled with opportunity and boundless hope, and for these young lives to be cut short in such an untimely way, in such a tragic manner, I think has gripped the nation. And really just wanted to, at the outset, to extend my condolences to the family, to the wider community in Clonus, and also my best wishes to those who are still in hospital, and I hope they make a full recovery.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Let's go to Clonus now. Our northeast correspondent Laura Hogan is standing by. What's happening there this lunchtime, Laura?
Yes, well, the town here is preparing to say a final farewell to these two beautiful young girls today. Here in Clonus, in the next half an hour, the remains of 17-year-old Kia McCann will leave her family home in the centre of the town, and a funeral cortege will make its way to the Sacred Heart Church in Clonus for a funeral mass at 2 o'clock. And she will be later buried in Mount St. Oliver Cemetery here in Clonus as well. So a huge crowd of mourners, family, friends, local people here in the town and beyond are expected to come here to pay their respects to young Kia McCann and share in the grief of the McCann family. An aide-de-camp for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who you've just heard speaking there, will also be present at both funerals in Monaghan and in Dublin today.
Yes, meanwhile, Kira McCann's funeral taking place in Clonus at almost the same time, a prayer service for her best friend in Dublin.
That's right. Well, this morning at around 7:30, around 100 people gathered in the Diamond in Monaghan as Dilawa Mohammed left Clonus for the last time. Her funeral cortege departed for Dublin, where that service is taking place at Clonsky Mosque this afternoon. We understand that prayers will get underway in the next hour, just before 2 o'clock. Buses carrying family, friends from the Syrian community in Clonus, as well as classmates and friends of the 16-year-old who had just completed her junior cert exams, have also travelled to Dublin to be there for that service this afternoon. And Dilawa Mohammed will later be laid to rest at Newcastle Muslim Cemetery in Dublin as well. And speaking ahead of that funeral service today, Dr. Ali Salim of the Islamic Cultural Centre in Ireland in Clonsky, he offered condolences to the families. He said that what happened, it was a very difficult time and a tragedy to hit the entire community. But he also explained that for Muslims in the Islamic tradition, a death is seen as sad but not bad, and that the death is one part of travelling to God.
Laura, thank you. That's our northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan.